wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is a goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
Please have your seat. God bless you. Hallelujah. Clap your hands if you are clapping for the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. This month, we bless the Lord. It's a month of wisdom. And we have been talking about divine wisdom is available. Divine wisdom is available. Divine wisdom is available. In Romans chapter 11, the verse number 33, it said, oh, the depth of riches, both of the knowledge and the wisdom of God, how unsearchable are your judgments, and your ways are past finding out. The depth of riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge. Praise the Lord. God's wisdom is very deep. Man's knowledge, understanding, cannot delve into the wisdom of God. You need to be in the spirit to have a foretaste of that wisdom. It is in the secret place. So you have to be a man in the spirit to be able to search it out. The depth of riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. And because in the kingdom you are designed to live a life that pleases God, wisdom is what it takes to be able to live a life to please God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13, it says, happy is the man that finds wisdom. And the man that gets understanding. Happy is the man that finds wisdom. And the man that gets understanding. And the verse 17 and 18. He said, when you find wisdom. He said, her ways are ways of pleasantness. And all her paths are paths of peace. So when you find wisdom, you'll be able to live a pleasant life. You'll be able to live a peaceful life. There is a lot of chaos in this world because the wisdom of God is absent. Where God's wisdom is working, there is absolute peace. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are paths of peace. May God bring peace in your life from today in Jesus' name. May God bring peace in your life from today in Jesus' name. May God bring peace in your home from today in Jesus' name. And may every aspect of your life that is not being fulfilled, may the wisdom of God bring pleasantness in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody is blessed. So wisdom is what is needed to live a pleasant life. In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7, he said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. So one of the things you should do everything, anything you have to do to get is wisdom. You can't live without it. If you are out of wisdom, you are out of life. As a believer, you can never walk in the kingdom life if wisdom is out. It is the path to enjoying the tree of life. It is the path to enjoying the tree of life. The tree of life is the life in the kingdom. That is why when man sinned, God sent an angel of the Lord to go and cut that tree. May God grant you divine wisdom in Jesus' name. May God grant you divine wisdom in Jesus' name. May God grant you divine wisdom in Jesus' name. We just celebrated the resurrection of Jesus. And among the things Jesus, when he resurrected, he gave to us his wisdom. Revelation 5, verse 12. Say, where is the lamb that was slain and in his resurrection received? The first thing is riches. The first thing is power. The second thing is riches. The next one is wisdom. Wisdom. He received for us wisdom. So we are in the days where God's wisdom is available and accessible to every child of God. Praise the Lord. And the good news is that that wisdom is very deep. When you are flowing with that wisdom, anyone operating with any type of wisdom cannot match you. Because he said the depth of wisdom, both of the riches and the knowledge of God. Both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. Praise the Lord. Now, what is this wisdom we are talking about? What is it? In the life of Joseph, Pharaoh said, Genesis 41, 39 to 41, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God have showed thee all this, God have showed thee all this. By the wisdom of God, you're able to see beyond what other people cannot see. For as much as God has shown thee all this, look at what he said. There is none as wise, discreet, and as wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy words shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. So wisdom set people above. It set you up. I have set thee on the land. So what is this wisdom? First definition. Wisdom is access to wealth, governance, and mysteries. Wisdom is your access. What is wisdom? It is access to wealth, governing secrets and mysteries. I began by saying that God's wisdom is deep. It's mysterious. You have to be in the spirit to contact it. It is having access to wealth, secrets and mysteries, like Joseph. He had access to secrets and mysteries that set the world in his generation into preservation from death. Praise the Lord. Access to wealth, secrets, and mysteries. things that are hidden in this world. When you have access to them, divine wisdom gives us access. Daniel, access to world secrets and mysteries. Access to world hall. Yes. Nebuchadnezzar was amazed. Very, very amazed. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 27 and 28, look at what Daniel said. Daniel answered in the presence of Nebuchadnezzar and said, "This the secret which the king has demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, show unto the king? But there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets and make known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter day." Praise the Lord. Yeah. Access to wealth, secrets, and mysteries. That thing you ask, no man, your wise men cannot give you answer. Astrologers cannot, magicians cannot, soothsayers cannot. But there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets and shows mysteries to men in this world. When they know it and they operate by it, they become commanders and governors of life. So what is this divine wisdom? It is access to world secrets and mysteries. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. May God bring you to that place in the name of Jesus Christ. May God trust you so much that He can reveal secrets and mysteries to you in the name of Jesus Christ. May God open your heart and your eyes to show you things that will make you be a commander of your world in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, again, what is this wisdom? In Luke chapter 15, verse 15. He said, "I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist. I, the Lord, will give you a mouth. I will give you wisdom that nobody can resist it. I will give you that mouth. I will give you that wisdom. I will give you that mouth." He said, when you are delivered before the kings, don't think about what you say. For in that moment, I will give you a word. I will show you what to say. What is this wisdom? Wisdom is knowing what to say by the Spirit and saying it. Knowing what to what? Say. By the Spirit and saying it. Divine wisdom. Knowing what to say by the Spirit and saying it is divine wisdom. So access to world secrets and mysteries, divine wisdom. Knowing what to say by the Spirit. You don't say things because you think this is what have to be said. You say it because the Spirit prompts you through the Word to say. In fact, most believers, our language are wrong language. The things we say are wrong. We say it based on our humanity. But God wants you to talk as a man of the Spirit, not from your humanity level, but from your divinity level. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed as a man of the Spirit. So, knowing what to say by the Spirit and saying it is wisdom. Now, this kind of wisdom we are talking about, how do you come into this wisdom? We have always laid the foundation that what gives you access, what brings you to the door of wisdom, what opens the gate of wisdom for you is the fear of God. The fear of God is the beginning. Somebody say the beginning. Yes. Of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 15:33. Very, very important word there. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. So you want to be instructed in the school of wisdom. What brings you to that school is the fear of God. It's your admission letter. The fear of God is your admission letter to the school of wisdom. You know, before you go to any school, you need admission. If you haven't gotten admission, your grandma will never make them take you. They give you admission letter. So you are coming to wisdom school. They ask you, where's your admission letter? And the one you have to show is the fear of God. So if the fear of God is not there, you cannot enter into the school of wisdom. Are you understanding? You can't enter into the school of divine wisdom. You can be flowing in intellectual wisdom, be talking grammar, or flowing in natural wisdom, earthly wisdom, and just be there. But when it comes to access to well secrets and mysteries of life, which is higher, which is what? It takes the fear of God is what admits you there. Sometimes it's amazing. You know, anyone who doesn't fear God, who doesn't know Jesus, who have propounded anything, the wisdom that he uses is not the wisdom of God. It's not the wisdom of God. But sometimes even people by demonic wisdom can bring a lot of things. Can bring what? A lot of things. How about this wisdom? That is why, you know, believers, we have to be very serious with our work. It's like we are playing pranks with our work with Jesus, because there are many things there God wants to reveal and show. The fear of God is your admission letter to the school of wisdom. Now, when you look into scriptures, the fear of God has been defined. So you can't explain the fear of God in your own understanding. Like Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13 defines the fear of God in this way. It says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. Listen, what is the fear of God? God has defined, number one, he said hate evil. Number two, stay away from pride. Number three, don't be arrogant. Number four, stay away from evil way. Number five, stay out of froward mouth. Froward what? Mouth. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Do not be proud and arrogant. Hate the evil way. Somebody say evil way. Please, the generation we are living in, many people have taken to evil ways. People who sit in church. Because there is the way of truth. And there is the way of lies. There is the way of righteousness. And there is the way of evil. Whatever you are doing, you can employ evil way or employ the way of truth. The fear of God is to go for the way of truth. Stay away from the evil way. So the fear of God, hate evil. Don't be proud, because God resists the proud. Don't be arrogant. Praise the Lord. Stay away from evil ways. You know, there are many ways you can get money, but there is only one way of God that you can be blessed, and that is by the covenant. That is what? By the covenant. There are many ways you can get money. Many. And some believers in church, they are going through those ways to get money. And I can confidently tell you that that money will not last. Because wealth gotten by vain means, vanity, will diminish. It will go away. It may seem like you have it. You have a feel of it for a short time. It will not be there. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
So the fear of God is hate evil. Stay away from pride and arrogance. Avoid every evil way. And don't take to forward math. Don't take to what? Mouth that speak lies and deceit. Mouth that doesn't, forward mouth is like, you know, forward is like walking backward like this. So its reverse is towards. You are walking towards. Its opposite is forward. So when you say you have a forward mouth, a mouth that talk backward. A mouth that talk what? Backward. Jesus said you are healed. Your mouth say, I am sick. Forward mouth. Praise the Lord. You know the truth. This one did this. And then you are saying, no. I didn't see. It's not my case. I don't know about it. Forward mouth. So there are so many things as it comes to the fear of God. That we have to do. The fear of God is to stay away, hate evil. Because how can we change? Many people are in church, but we are the same people at the offices, at the workplace, who are doing the wrong things. So where would the change come? If men, we don't teach you the fear of God the proper way. I was listening to Prophet Katrabidi, who was preaching for Reverend Studanaba, and he said, one day after church, one member from the, like, we close here, people come to see me, came to see him. What was his point? He said, one of his friends was able to do a white man or something, took somebody. So he has come that Prophet Kakras will pray for him, that this week he also want to put somebody, so that, yeah, he said it, he was free, that's what I can say, so that he can also do that blessing. And these are people sitting in church. Praise the Lord. Maybe you are here like that. The fear of God hate evil. There are a lot of believers who are very proud, arrogant. You are up today, you go down, because that is what the Bible says. God bring down the proud. Never think about life at the beginning. Me, my walk with Jesus, I am more conscious at the end. I'm more conscious for the end than whatever. It's the end that I always look at. So I'm working my life in the process for a good end. Things may look slow, but it is better. I was telling somebody yesterday, if you want to fix this one, you know, when you remove it and you are putting things together and it's still not funny, It will fan. You are still in the process. Finish everything. When you finish, you see the tent fanning. Manifestation will come. When you are in the process, it may look like things have not yet shown. Things have not yet worked. Clap your hands to the Lord. So church, in the school of divine wisdom, your appointment letter to that school is the fear of God. And what is it? Hate evil. Don't be proud and arrogant. Stay away from evil way. All of us, our workplace, they are evil ways and they are the right ways. You were before applying the evil ways. Stay away. Proverbs 8:13. Stay away. And then stop using forward math. Stop using what? Forward math. Praise the Lord. When the fear of God is in your life, you get admission. You get what? Now, when you enter the school of wisdom, the next thing that we have, in some of them, we have talked about inspiration. So, the next thing that you need in the school, the fact that you have gained admission to a school doesn't mean you do well. Are you here with me? Many people enter school and they say, come out to it. You failed. Praise the Lord. You did what? I went to invest that food. Yes, one of our classmates. He failed. First year, he went to UK, didn't come back. Well, maybe you had the one failing. Praise the Lord. Yeah, maybe you had a mate who also failed. Hallelujah. So when he heard the answer, he said, me, I'm not coming. Coming to do what? Praise the Lord. So, what next? In the school, what you need to excel, point two. So, how do we access it? How do we access divine wisdom? The second thing is giving yourself to instructions. You have come to a school. The school, we go for lecturers, they give notes, lecturers come and teach you. Are you hearing me? And you have to be there to hear what they are teaching. And then when they ask you exams, you are hot. You are writing. You know, sometimes, this morning I heard from my father, some of us, when we are going through, have you ever seen a student exams and he's crying? He's what? A student. And then you know you write exam to get promoted, and when it's exam time, you are crying. No students cry because he's going to write what? Exams. For some of us, when we are going through a little challenge, which is an exam to pass, to enter the next level, then we are crying. You are like a student. When exams, anytime exams come, then you are hot. Students are happy for exams because it's through exams you get what? Promoted. In Ghana here, you go to senior high school. When it is the exam, what do they call it? Wayeka. Wasi. When it is Wasi time, students are happy because they know that when they finish and they pass, they are going to tertiary. No students cry, say, oh, yeah, because I'm going to write Wasi. And he's crying. But some believers, when it's time for exams in the spirit, then they are hot. They are crying. Sometimes you write 8 papers. You write what? Refusal to write one disqualifies you to enter the next level. Refusal. I was handling somebody's case. He finished university. It was left with one paper. He had opportunity to travel outside. They say he should bring his certificate because he didn't write that paper. we have to be talking, moving here. It just took God's favor. Do you understand? Because just one paper he didn't write, he didn't get what? The certificate. Do you remember me? I don't know the number of papers I wrote before I got my first degree. Second degree, I don't remember. When I look at my transcript, a lot of papers. So you are a believer, you are writing one paper and you are giving up. God have left me. Why is God doing like this? Why is God doing it? That is, you know, in the school of wisdom, man. This morning, God is on your case. Praise the Lord. In the school of wisdom, as you enter there, you need instructions. You need what? A most instructions, huh? After receiving instruction, you have to be tried in the instruction. Huh? That's why we write exams. To promote you. To promote you. Praise the Lord. What? You have to be tried. So, instructions is the next thing after the fear of God. Somebody is blessed. What type of instructions do we need in the school of wisdom? So please, Proverbs chapter 4 verse 13, he said, take fast hold of instructions. Keep her. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. For instruction is your life. Instructions is your life. If you do well, you need instruction. In the kingdom, doing well is rooted in how well you hear instructions and obey it. In the kingdom, write it down. Doing well is rooted in how well you listen to instructions and obey it. It's like going to school. Your teacher comes, give you instructions. You copy books. And you don't take note of it. Exams. Many people copy notes, but they don't take note of the notes they copy. So in exams, when they say, bring the notes you copy. Because they didn't take note of it. They are not able to what? They are not able to write it. Praise the Lord. This girl at school, I thought, Abobra. Hey, from one student you came. Every note you copy. Very serious. Then was example. Form one first term, form one what? Ah, all the papers. He got every. Form one first term, or it's not second term, it's not third term. What have you learned? And it's not like he doesn't come to school. He's always in school, in front, copying those. But was not taking note of the notes he was on. May you be taking notes of your notes in Jesus' name. So, in the instructions, what instructions do you have to take note of them? Number one is instructions unto righteousness. Instructions unto righteousness. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. All scriptures are given by the inspiration of the Almighty, and it is profitable for teaching. It is profitable for doctrine. It is profitable for rebuke. It is profitable for reproof. And instructions unto righteousness. You read the verse 17, it said that the man of God will be thoroughly furnished and made perfect unto every good work. So instructions unto righteousness, that will thoroughly make you will make you perfect. It will make your life complete. In good works, not in bad works. In what? I like the way the Holy Ghost qualifies, that the man of God will be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Every good work. So the first kind of instruction that you need to give yourself to, we need to give ourselves to, is instructions unto righteousness. Instructions unto righteousness. Instructions unto righteousness. The B part of it is instructions of the Spirit. In Acts chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, Paul's Peter taught on the vision. We know that in Acts chapter 10, when Peter had a vision and the Lord said, you should eat from every of the animals, and he said, some are unclean. While Peter was thinking about it, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Instructions on, instructions of the Spirit. Instructions of the Spirit. Instructions. Most of the time, the Holy Ghost figures into your ears, into your heart. Are you getting it? Giving you clear instructions. When you are not a person of the Spirit, when instructions are given, you will not know. Instructions of the Spirit. You will know it. Praise the Lord. You will not what? You will not know. You will not know. He keeps speaking. Like before we came here, this place, I was once praying, and whether praying or reading, the Holy Ghost just said, it is time to go to Eden. There were many things that was preventing us from coming. The road, this place, whatever, like, it's too far. And the one deacon was telling me, he said, Papa, God is with us all. I said, what? He said, even if somebody move his kiosk from this place to this place, and the business have collapsed. Kiosk. Someone say kiosk. He just moved. Same time, or he moves the kiosk from here to there. You understand? And look at where God brought us from. Habogate to this place. Praise the Lord. But it was instructions of what? When we came here, the church have grown. I can't count the times. Praise the Lord. Are you here? Yes. Maybe our Sunday school now is like the main church that we had at the Harbor Hut. At the Harbor Hut. Instructions of the Spirit. You have to follow it. You have to do it. Follow. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. And not the C part of the instructions. It's instructions of the word. Instructions of the word. Instructions of the word. Instructions of the word. Like it's time to go to Eden. You won't find it in the Bible. That one is instructions of the Spirit. You have to hear it. You have to what? There's no verse that says it is time to go to Garden of what? Praise the Lord. Yes. So that's of the Spirit. But there is instructions of the word. Line upon line. Precept what? Upon precept. You want financial prosperity, clear instructions of the world. God says, I prosper on the basis of the covenant. Your own mind or understanding doesn't make me prosper you. You want me to give you money that I give to people, then know my covenant and follow it. Know my covenant and what?
It's instructions of the word.
Praise the Lord. Are you here? As a husband, you want peace in your home. God's instruction is that husband, love your wife. It's an instruction. You say, but my wife is not, it's not the case. You say, husband, love. Don't beat them. Don't what? Love what? Praise God. A wife, you want to be cherished by your husband and your home to be at peace. Wives, submit yourself. Submit what? Yourself. To your own husband. It's instructions of the word. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me?
Yes. Yes.
You want to see God. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You want God to be around you. Let your heart be pure. You want to go to heaven. All your grammar can change it. Are you getting it? All your grammar can, will not work. What you truth is truth. You either take it or leave it. You can't do anything against the truth. You can only do for what? Truth is the holy one. Truth is the righteous one. Truth is Jesus Christ, the King of all kings. Truth is the holy one. Like, you can't change the truth. Truth is a person. His name is Jesus. His life is what we live to become who he has made us to be. Praise the Lord. Somebody's blessed. So instructions of, somebody say of the word. Instructions of the word. That is in Proverbs chapter 13 verse 40. And the last instruction is instructions of the Father. Of the Father. Very important. Hear ye children, the instructions of a father. And attempt to know understanding. For I give you doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. Instructions of the father. Keep to instructions of your father. Spiritual father. Biological father. Keep to what? Instructions. Instructions of the Father. You know, there are people who always allow their born again, their believers, men, they are in the spirit. Are you getting it? But they are not walking in the spirit. They allow their carnal mind to rule over their life. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
And most of the time, such people, they die like that. They die like mere men. Because they will not take to instructions. They won't take to instructions. And I was listening to my father, Mr. Great. He said a program, after a big a pastor's conference, he gave an instruction. He said, nobody should move this night. Everybody stay. Go in the morning. Somebody didn't hear. He left. The next morning, it is his death they had. People, do you understand? I have an important assignment. I have to go. He said, everybody wait. Move tomorrow morning. He didn't hear. He left. The next morning, it was his death. Praise the Lord. By the grace of God, people have been saved in this church by hearing the instructions I gave them. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So instructions of the heart. Sometimes, one thing I've seen is that when you are giving when you are working with somebody who's a prophet, it's difficult to differentiate his humanity from his divine side. It's very difficult. He may be talking to you, and it may look like he's counseling you, but he's giving you a word. Giving you a word. Praise the Lord. Are you getting it? I was speaking to somebody yesterday in America. He was having a challenge. And the things I was telling her, she was not happy about it. So she even stopped calling me. When she was talking to me today, she said, "But Papa, you, everything you tell me, what I was going through, is you don't side with me." But when he heeded to what I told her, everything have calmed down. It's happening now. Do you understand? Instructions. Somebody say instructions. I pray that may in this season your ears, your heart, your life be open to divine instructions in the name of Jesus Christ. May your ears, your heart, your mind be open to divine instructions in the name of Jesus Christ. I finish with this. It is important now for us to walk in the school of wisdom. One key thing that keeps us in the school of wisdom is sowing. Somebody say sowing. You are in the school, you are being taught what to always make you be an A+ student is sowing. It's what? Sowing. In Proverbs 11 verse 30. Proverbs chapter 11 verse number 30. That is my last scripture. The fruit of righteousness is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. He that winneth souls is wise. So what to keep you becoming an A+ student in the school of wisdom? Where your wish, you will begin to manifest works, because we have said it last 2 weeks, that the wisdom of men celebrate works, but the wisdom of God delivered works. Delivers what? Works. Men, a nipa, obiesi o nimyansa ye, do kansem kesye. So kasesi ako o nimyansa o ye, obia. In God's mind and eyes in heaven, wisdom is not in words, it is in works. That is why when you get to heaven, a wise, thou good, faithful, wise man, they say well done. They don't say well say or welcome. It is well done, good and faithful servant. Are you understanding it? In a man, the anybody, the boy is a mad or cancer. We must be saying, but yeah, it doesn't mean anything. God is not interested in your words. It's your work. Your work. And the greatest work treasure in heaven is lives of souls. Praise the Lord. So to be an A+ student in the school of wisdom, give yourself to sowing. You'll be producing works, not works. Producing works, not works. Producing works, not works. Producing what? Works.
not worse.
Praise the Lord. You'll be producing what?
Worse. Not worse. Producing worse.
So give yourself to soul winning. And in soul winning, there's one mystery that is important. You have to know. Know that every soul winner is an ambassador. Is what? Who have sent you? The King. Somebody say the King. King of kings and Lord of lords. So there's every soul winner, the King of kings have sent you. Have what?
Sent you.
It's there. In Luke chapter 14, you read verse 23 down. The King have sent you. So you go. When you go and you are talking to somebody, tell that the King have sent me to come and tell you, come. To come and tell you what? Come. All things are ready. Somebody say, all things are ready. The King say what?
Come.
All things are what?
Ready. Come to the King of kings. Come to Jesus. Jesus is the King of kings. He has sent me. I am his ambassador. And he says I should tell you to what?
To come. You know, you must walk with that authority. That you have the King's command. You have the King's authority. He has sent you. He has what?
Sent you.
So you are talking to somebody about Jesus. That is the mentality you have. The King has sent me. So I've come to tell you that come. What is the King saying? Everything is ready. You need a child. He says it's ready. You need the work. He said what? You need healing. He said what?
The King has sent me. Come.
You sent me that should tell you. Do what?
Come.
All things. Says, we cannot live our life for this world. In the school of wisdom, we live our life for Him. What to make you an A+ student in that school is to give yourself to winning souls. Go on His errand. Sent you. Now go and tell people that come. Somebody say come. Please be on prayer.
You are here this month and you want Jesus in your life. Somebody here need to give his life to Jesus. Something might change in your life. You need that Jesus. I want to pray with you. You want to say Jesus should become your Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. You want to say, I need Jesus. If I die today, I cannot make it to heaven because my life is not right. Lift your right hand and I'll pray with you. In somebody's life, say, Father, I thank you that you died on the cross. For me, today, I ask you, come into my life. Become my Lord and Savior. From today, I will follow you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by the Word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquest Global Ministries, Kakrade, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246-111-278. You are blessed.